Welcome back to Dallas Discusses, your anime podcast. I'm going to be talking a bit about why I was gone, so if you don't want to hear that, just skip to the 2-minute mark for what the episode will really be about. Okay, so hi guys. I know I've been gone for I think 2 weeks. No, it was not a season break, obviously. I just had one. I was dealing with severe mental health problems, and I honestly could not force myself to make content that wasn't top tier, if you will. I don't want to put out any podcasts that aren't 100% what I want them to be. So even though I was recording, I didn't like the way it was. I was so down, I couldn't. So that's kind of why I just took a bit of a hiatus, but don't worry, I'm not gone. I don't think I'll be gone for the foreseeable future. I know we haven't had guests in a while either. Social interaction has been hard. It's definitely difficult, but I am talking to someone, so for all of you who love having guests, that'll be back too. So that's pretty raw and real of me, so sorry if that was like too deep or whatever, but now to get on to the episode. This episode is going to be about mono shipping versus multi shipping. Okay, so your first question may be, what is mono shipping and what is multi shipping? Mono shipping is basically having one character and only shipping them with one other character. And so for multi-shipping, you can kind of see the opposite of that would be shipping a character with multiple characters, but not at one time. That would be poly-shipping. I'm not going to talk about that. It's not really something I'm into. An example of that would be if you're a My Hero fan, Totodeko Baku, I don't know. I'm not a big shipper when it comes to My Hero, so I don't know the ship names, but I think it's sort of a good night, I don't know, but that's an example of a poly ship. But that's fine, that's dandy. That's totally different than a multi-ship, which is where I guess I could just use another My Hero reference, because it's probably an anime that a lot of people have watched. So I, for example, ship Uraraka with Deku because she has a crush on him, like it's cute. But I also think she'd be cute with Sue. So that is an example of multi-shipping. And I want to preface this with saying I think that both are fine. There is no one limiting you to be like, oh, only ship like one thing at a time. I think that's dumb. You can have more than one crush in real life. You can have these exist in different timelines, if you will. So I don't really understand why people get so, so crazy about it. There are fights all the time, especially on TikTok. I'm not a Twitter, and anime Twitter person. I'm only on Mystic Messenger Twitter, but I know that there is some discourse over there as well. And you may be wondering, where does this discourse come from? And to put it simply, it comes from assholes. This is all my opinion. If a ship isn't illegal or abusive, why are y'all pressed? And I get it, you might disagree with the ship. Like, I see people shipping Todoroki and Midoriya, and I'm like, I don't think that that would be a good pairing. Like, I don't like it, but I'm not gonna go and shame someone from that. Like, ship whatever you want. But now see, if someone was like, yeah, I ship All Might and Deku, I'd be like, hold the horses for a moment, that's not okay. That's like straight up wrong. But again, it isn't my place to say that. I can't change people's minds. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to realize, especially since as gross as it is, they're not hurting anyone. I know, it hurts to say, right? But anyway, aside from that, I think a lot of people fight because they get really protective over the ships that they have, especially when they start to project themselves onto it. So when I say that, you're probably familiar with the idea of kinning. If you're not, kinning is basically connecting on like a spiritual level to a character. So a lot of people that kin someone, let's say, for example, I kin Mirio, and I see my partner as like my Tamaki, you know what I mean? And I can see why people would be like, that's the only person that Mirio could be with, because that's the only person I want to be with. But you have to separate yourself from that. I mean, in your own head you don't, but you can't go out and be rude to someone. And I know this sounds like a bit of a lecture, but I know my listeners aren't assholes about like mono shipping. I can almost guarantee it. But yeah, moving on from the absolute hellhole that is multi versus mono shipping, I want to talk about the idea of rare pairs as well. So rare pairs are basically ships that you either like kind of created based on dynamic, or you saw and it has like very little content, very little screen time together, stuff like that. So for example, I will still stick with My Hero because I feel like that's just kind of the easiest to take characters from. So a rare pair I have is Aoyama and Hagakure. And you may be thinking, well, they never see each other. And I know that. They never talk. I like them because I think the idea of him being so flamboyant and her not being able to be seen at all is a really cool dynamic. That's basically my only thing I have to say for that. And that's like, it's funny. I ship like three things and that's one of them. But anyway, rare pairs again. I don't know why there's so much hate on rare pairs. Like, I don't care if you're shipping two characters that have never met just because you like their dynamic. Like, okay, you can do what you want with that. I think a lot of people get super gatekeepy, and I know that's like a buzzword, but for real, they like to gatekeep shipping. You have to like the characters together that are supposed to be together in that person's mind. I strongly disagree with that. I think that if you want to ship two random fucking people together, have a great time. Also, sorry for swearing. I probably shouldn't swear as much as I do, but I do. Anyway, I would consider myself a multi-shipper, and I would consider myself someone who ships rare pairs, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I also don't think there's any reason to shame mono shippers. I think that this kind of reflects onto Tumblr discourse, where people would have their OTP, and if you bash their OTP, like, you were going to get punched, like, I don't know. But if you don't know what OTP is, it basically means one true pairing, so that's like your top ship, your most ideal coupling to ever happen. And that's not really a term that's used as often now, from my experience. There might be a whole subset of people that still say OTP that I don't know about, but this feels very similar to people getting into discourse and getting into fights about OTPs, which, oh goodness gracious, don't let us relive the Tumblr shipping era. It was a scary time for all of us. But yeah, to wrap up that, everything with the multi-shipping and mono-shipping and rare pairs, do what you want and don't make it illegal. You're welcome. Word of advice, especially for my younger viewers, don't ship things that are illegal or wrong. When I was 12, no, when I was 11, I watched Auron for the first time and I shipped a terrible ship to ship. I'm not even gonna say which one it is because it's really messed up. And I mean, obviously I would never do that now. I'm much more educated on it, but if you're young and you're thinking, this feels a little illegal. It probably is. So that's my PSA from someone who went through the same things as y'all are. But anyway, a week in rap, let's do it. Yes, I want to rap it like a song, but I can't because I'm untalented. Anyway, I'm almost done with Given. I have 2 episodes left. And then I'm rewatching Death Note right now, which I think I mentioned last episode. So those are kind of the things that I'm like working on. I've also been kind of slow because I've been reading a book, not a manga, a book. I haven't read a book that's not manga in way too long. It's called The Gravity of Us, but I am also still reading a manga because I am a manga reader, but like not always, if that makes sense. Like a lot of people like to read like for everything that they see, like they love manga. I only read really specific mangas. Right now I'm reading Horimiya, and then next I think I'm gonna read the Toradora light novel, which if you haven't like seen the Toradora life light novel, oh my gosh, it's so cute. I read the first like chapter and it was good, but then I stopped to read Horimiya because I got them the same day. But yeah, if you're looking for a good manga shop, not me like sponsoring this shop, just kidding, hashtag non-spawn, I'm not sponsored, but Second and Charles, I don't know if they have them in other places. I went to Harrisburg because I live in Pennsylvania, and there's this one, and oh my gosh, literal nut, like it has the biggest manga section I've ever seen. But if you are looking to get into manga and but don't want to make the financial like commitment, I get you, because that's how I was. Still a little bit, but I don't like to read on the computer, which obviously you can do, it's fine, you can read on your phone, it's fine. But if you go to your local library, chances are they might have some manga. My local library like 4 years ago had none. And now they have like the whole Promised Neverland series. Well, not the whole, but like a good amount. And I was so hyped because I was gonna buy Promised Neverland, but then I was like, I'm actually broke, so I'm not. And I saw that, I was like, yes, ma'am. And I get that some people do just want it to like read and then put in a shelf or something, which obviously is fine and that's swag, but I just want it to read it and then they go in a box with my other books. So if you are trying to get into manga reading but you need a physical copy, totally recommend the library, which feels like a no-brainer, yeah, but sometimes you don't think of that stuff. Like sometimes you don't go to your library, you don't know it's there. But yeah, library, your best bet for stuff like that. There are some Goodwills that have stuff, manga, anime merch. I found an Ouran poster at my Goodwill once. And I gave a Death Note poster to my Goodwill once. So if y'all ever in a Goodwill and you see a Death Note poster, just think of me. So thank you, Dallas, for donating this Death Note poster. And I'll be like, you're welcome. That's exactly what'll happen. Speaking of posters, there were a lot more that I donated because I redid my room a couple years ago and made it Broadway instead of anime. So kind of wishing I had my podcast then, because I could have like did a contest and been like, here, besties, take it all. Yeah, now I'm realizing I'm just rambling. Like I miss you guys. I just kind of wanted to talk for a bit. But I will wrap it up here because I'm sure you guys don't want me to ramble about my old room decor. Although I would. Trust me, I would. Anyway, I will see you all next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.